Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church here in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, August 15th, and I'm glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. Glad to be able to send out these broadcasts over these two fine stations and then over the internet at wsof.org as well. And let me remind you that we have these messages in podcast form. You can listen to them. Everything you hear in here on the radio broadcast, minus the music. We're not allowed to have the music in our podcast, and so we don't have that there. But you do have the message if you'd like to get to that. By the way, let me also take this opportunity to invite you to come out and be with us tonight. Our regular midweek prayer service tonight at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you come and be a part of the services. And we'd love to make you welcome here. We're located at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in beautiful Madisonville, Kentucky. Amen. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Do ask you to pray for Brother and Sister Hall. Mrs. Hall is still in the hospital there in Nashville, and they're working on some medication changes concerning her heart. And my understanding, they're going to keep her for observation overnight and then probably send her home tomorrow. And so be in prayer for her as she's been in there since Monday evening, and pray that God touch and bless and help. She's doing fine, and they're just giving her some medication, trying some things, and keeping a watch on how things go. So keep her in your prayers, and Brother Hall as well, and then Miss Lisa, she's down there with them as well. Remember them, that God would bless and help them. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. Thank you for the privilege to be able to make these broadcasts and air them over these stations. Thank you, Father, for the privilege to pray, tell you our troubles, and trust you to help us in these needs. Father, I pray for our listeners, especially those that are unsaved, that you would bring them to a place of faith and repentance, that they might believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved before it is too late. Father, I pray that you would strengthen those that are under the weather, those that are in need of your physical touch, Brother and Sister Hall in particular. Lord, I pray bless Joshua and the folks out there at the Larned Independent Baptist Church as they start their missions conference tonight. Bless in that meeting through Sunday. Bless us, I pray, in our midweek service tonight, and then use this broadcast and, Father, accomplish your will with it. We'll thank you for it all. In Jesus' lovely and precious name we ask it. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us, and we're going to go to a couple of songs by the Shepherd family, then the message from Malachi chapter number 2 and 3, as we're still working through the book of Malachi verse by verse. I got two songs by the Shepherd family. The first, an a cappella song, the whole family singing, one entitled Way Down Deep in My Soul. Amen. Way Down, the title of the song. And then the second one is the children singing one. It's my wife's favorite song that we sang together as a family, that's entitled At the Crossing. Hope these songs be a blessing to you. Then the message from Malachi.
All right, Malachi chapter number 2. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 17 as we've done throughout this series looking at these verses. The Bible says, ye have wearied the Lord with your words, yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord. Jump down to verse number 17. We looked at verse 16. Let's read 16 and 17 together. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And here's my verse for today. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Started the final section of the book of Malachi, in which we're dealing with the coming of the Lord, but it's the part where he's coming to deal in justice with the saints. This section covers verse 16 that I read today down through verse number 3, and actually through the end of the chapter of chapter 4. But verse number 3 deals, verse 16 through 3, I believe, deal primarily with future events. I'll say more about that as we move on in there. We're going to look at some future events today by the help of the Lord in our thoughts about this text. But as we begin dealing with this, I've got 5 points from verse 16 through the end of chapter 3. I want to lay those out before you today and then preach on this one today that'll be the second one. First of all, talking about how that God's going to deal in justice with the saints. He's going to divide the sheep from the goats. He's going to divide the wheat from the chaff. He's going to divide the wheat from the tares. In other words, He's going to make a division between the righteous and the unrighteous. And that day is coming. Right now they're all growing together in the field. Amen. But there's coming a day when He's going to make a division, and that'll be at the second coming of our Lord. Amen. To notice how He's going to deal in justice with the saints. First of all, they will be remembered. That's in verse number 16. He said He wrote a book of remembrance for them. I'm glad God's not forgotten me, aren't you? What a blessing it is to realize that we are remembered. Our God sending a word in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulation. He said to His people, I will not forget you. Amen. I've written you in a book. I've got you graven in my hand. I've not forgotten you. Amen. And so it's exciting to know that they will be remembered. Amen. And then secondly, and in the verse we're going to look at today, they will be rewarded. Amen. Now today I'm looking at verse number 17. We've already looked at verse 16 where that they have been remembered or they will be remembered. And I'm looking today on verse 17, they will be rewarded. Let's look at that again. He said, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Not that they're not already His, but He said, I'm going to make it known that they're mine. I'm going to show them off that they're mine. Amen. And matter of fact, every now and then, I'll feel His arms slip around me. I'll feel the breath of God on my soul. And He'll remind me I belong to Him. Amen. I am His and He is mine. What a blessing that is. Amen. Amen. But He said that He's going to remind us of that. Then they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. Now here's the phrase, in that day. That phrase is used numerous times in the Bible talking about that day, which is the judgment day. In that day when I make up my jewels and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. He said, in that day when I make up my jewels. Amen. You know what makes us a jewel? God's what makes us a jewel. The only difference between a diamond and a piece of coal is the work of God in that piece of coal. Amen. I'm telling you, the only difference in me and any other stack of mud is the work of God in my life. Amen. And God can make a diamond out of us just through His grace. Amen. Just shining His light on us and letting us reflect His light a little bit. Amen. We'll make us a jewel in the sight of God. Amen. But this verse and the verses on down through verse 3 of chapter 4 of the book of Malachi deal specifically, primarily, with the future. They're looking forward. You notice that. He said, and they shall be mine. Verse 16 is talking past tense. He said, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him. So you see, all those are past tense things, but verse 17 starts talking about future tense. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth Him. Amen. So He's looking future out there at a special day. Amen. When that He's going to make up His jewels. That's the way He calls it. And that's a poignant phrase. That's a beautiful phrase that He uses there, talking about making up His jewels. But there's a day coming. As I said already, God's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. When He came to this earth the first time, He did not come as judge. He came as justifier. Amen. He came as the sacrifice. He came as the substitute that we might be justified through Him. Thank God. But He is coming again. And when He comes again, He's coming as judge of the earth. Amen. He's going to divide between the good and the bad. He's going to divide between the wicked and the righteous. And the people of Israel were concerned and complaining about the fact that it looks like that as it goes with the wicked, so it goes with the righteous. It looks like the same God sends rain on the good and on the bad, on the just and on the unjust, and He does. His blessings flow across this planet. Thank God it does. Amen. But there's coming a day when God says, that's it, that's enough. And He's going to draw the line. And when He does, He's going to separate us from them. Amen. He's going to separate the righteous from the ungodly. Amen. And the godly from the wicked in that day. Well, I believe there are two primary applications to this verse or these verses. There is the prophetical, which we'll deal with today, and then there's the practical. And I believe the prophetical deals with Israel primarily because Malachi is preaching to the Hebrews, to the Jews. Then there's the practical, which deals with us, the Christian, even in this day and in the days to come. So today I want to look at this prophetical view of what Malachi is saying. Really just looking at the text and just bringing out what's in the text right here in front of us and then other texts that run along with it. And this dividing that Christ does is going to be at the revelation of His coming. Not the rapture, but the revelation. The rapture will take the saints out. Amen. But the revelation will divide between those that are real Israel and those that are not real Israel. Amen. It'll divide between those in Israel that believe God, trust God, turn to the Messiah, and those that don't in that day. Now Christ is going to gather His wheat into the garner. Amen. That's what He said. And then the world that's left, He's going to take us out of the world. And then the world that's left is going to endure the fires of the wrath of God. Amen. They're going to endure the fires. They're going to be burned up, the Bible said, with unquenchable fire. That's not talking about hell. That's talking about the earth burning. Amen. And then the judgment of God that'll be burning at that time. Amen. He will be drawing Israel to faith in Him at that time that is called the time of Jacob's trouble. Amen. Now I'm sure most of you know that the Old Testament was written primarily to the Jews. It was written for our example and samples. It was written for our admonition and encouragement. I understand that. But it was written primarily to the Jews. God was dealing with the Jews in the Old Testament economy. Amen. God was working primarily with that nation of Israel. He was working through them, by the way, to reach the rest of the world and giving them His Word. Amen. But then in the New Testament, Christ came unto His own, and His own received Him not. So He turned to the Gentiles. Amen. In Acts chapter 13, if you want to turn there, Acts chapter 13 and verse number 46 deals with the turning. Now this is after the ascension of our Lord back into heaven. This is dealing with the apostles, with Paul and Barnabas as they're preaching the Word of God. And they've gone to Antioch of Pisidia. And in Acts chapter 13, they argue in the synagogue. By the way, they go to the Jews. They go to the synagogues and they argue with them and preach to them the Lord Jesus. Look down at verse number 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye therefore put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." You see that? That's the clearest verse that I know of in the New Testament that shows us exactly what Christ did, amen, and exactly what the gospel has done when Christ came to His own and His own received Him not. He came to them first. And we have all those verses, and these people like to push that to the Jew first. It came to the Jew first, and the Jew said, "No, thank you," and so he turned to the Gentiles, amen. Paul, when he'd go in a city, he would go to the Jew first. That's because that was his burden, his heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel was that they might be saved. Paul was willing to wish himself accursed from the mercy of God and from the grace of God if his own kinsmen after the flesh might be saved. So he'd go to his own, but his own would receive him not as well. They rejected the Lord Jesus. And so he said with boldness, I believe, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he said, "Since you've rejected the gospel, we're going to those that will receive the gospel." Amen. We're turning to the Gentiles. And so that's exactly what he did. Now, having said that, God has not completely cast off Israel. Amen. He's not forever sealed their doom. If you look in Romans chapter number 11, there's a lot said in Romans chapter 11. Wonderful text about God not having rejected Israel completely. Romans 11 verse number 1. "I say then, hath God cast away His people?" Here's his answer. "God forbid." Amen. That's just an emphatic no. God has not cast away his people. Amen. He said, God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. By the way, what he was saying was, God saved Paul. He could save anybody else. Amen. He talked about being the chief of sinners. God could save other Jews as well as Gentiles if they'd only come to Christ like Paul did. Amen. So he said, God's not cast them off. Look at verse 2 and just the first part of verse 2. He said, God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. You can underline that phrase. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. God has not completely cast off Israel. Verse number 11, look down there, chapter 11, verse 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles. Boy, we could praise God right there. Amen. Through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Amen. God saving sinners that the Jews don't think are worthy of salvation to show them that they need to be saved the same way that we do. That they are just as unworthy. That they're not as high and haughty as they think they are. By the way, I was sharing with somebody this week, I talked with Melissa about it this morning. Pride is a dangerous thing. Pride is a damnable thing. Amen. God hates pride. God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. But I believe the most damnable pride there is spiritual pride. Amen. Somebody said those that need the gospel the most are those that think they need it not at all. Right. Amen. And the Jews are in that. They're in the crowd. We're seed of Abraham. We belong to God. We're walking with God even if they don't even know God. Amen. And they rejected Him when He showed up. They rejected the Lord Jesus. By the way, if you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. Amen. I had two young men knock on my door Friday. Two young men knocked on my door. I opened the door and they're standing there with their elder badges on. I had an idea who they were before I saw the elders. As soon as I saw the elders, I knew who they were. They were Mormons. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's what they call themselves. That's what we are. We're the real Church of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're the real Latter-day Saints. Amen. But they call themselves that. They're Mormons. And anyway, they're out there and he going through his spiel. I don't mean to go into all of this, but he said, we're just out offering prayer. Would you like to pray with us? I said, no, sir, I wouldn't. He said, why do you not believe in prayer? I said, oh, yes, sir, I believe in prayer. He said, well, is your religion against praying with people of another faith? Well, when I said I believe in prayer, I said, I just don't believe what you believe. And he said, does your religion not believe in praying with other people? I said, I'd be glad to pray with you if you're submitting to my faith. But I said, if I pray alongside you, I'd be giving validity to what you believe in. And there's no validity there. Amen. And I didn't say it angry. I said it loving. My wife was standing right there behind me. Listen to what I said. And they were cordial to me. I was cordial to them. They went on their way. But here's the point I'm going to. That is this. They think they're all right. They're out peddling their bicycles. They're out peddling their religion. They're paying their own way to do what they're doing. And they think they're earning their way to heaven. But the truth is, there is nobody earns their way to heaven.
Right.
Amen. They think they're doing good. The Jews were in that religious pride. They thought, we're all right. They didn't even know God. Amen. And if you don't come through Jesus, that was the point I was going with the Mormons. If you don't come through Jesus, you don't come to God at all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, but he said he's going to provoke them to jealousy. That's one of the reasons he's saving the Gentiles. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd. Saying good day and God bless you.